I like avocado toast and I love drinking water with a slice of lemon in it. We are very lucky to be speaking with the biggest U.S. lemon and avocado grower, Limonera, Harold Edwards, the chief executive officer of the company, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studios. Harold, thank you so much for being here. I want to start with some of the weather fluctuations that we saw this year that affected your company, especially on this climate change day, with resulting in very big lemons and paltry avocado harvesting. Can you just give us a sense of where we are in terms of weather disruptions and how that's affected your business?
I'd be happy to. Thank you for having me today. So last July, a year ago, we had a week of temperatures over 100 degrees. In fact, in some areas of coastal California, it was 115 degrees for a long period of time. And that was right during the bloom and set period for our avocados. And the vast majority of them, approximately 80% of what was hanging on the tree, fell to the ground and became unmarketable. So that was the first weather phenomena to hit us. And then if you fast forward think back to the last 7 years that California has been enduring a sustained drought. And last year was a godsend year for us. We had triple the amount of rainfall that we normally have. I think we had 35 inches of rain last year. And so it was technically a great thing, except it prevented us and everybody in the coastal industry of citrus production from being able to get in to harvest our citrus. So by the time we were actually able to get our citrus harvested, in this case, our lemons, everything had grown to be of a very large size. And what's normally 8 sizes and 3 different grades of what we sell fresh, we had 3 sizes. And the market is only so big. If you think about a gigantic lemon floating in your iced tea, it doesn't work.
So Harold, it's interesting. One of the things I know that your industry, when I think about it, you're in Southern California, the Santa Clara Valley, beautiful just in Southern California, some of the greatest citrus growing regions of the world, but you depend upon migrant labor. Talk to us about the immigration policies and discussions that are happening in the country right now and how it's impacting your business and your region of the country.
Sure. Having a captive workforce is absolutely essential for us as it relates to our harvest labor, our pruning labor, just our labor in general. So the company just celebrated its 126th year of operation. We've been around a long time. I haven't been there the whole time, but I've been there part of it. And having access to a captive workforce has been critical. We've invested into our workforce. We provide housing. We educate our employees. So we really try to minimize our own workforce attrition. That being said, the rhetoric that's going on with migrant labor has made it extremely difficult to keep some of the outsourced labor as it relates to harvesting and pruning around. And so even just the rhetoric of the discussion of building the wall and the relations between the United States and Mexico, most of our workforce comes from Mexico, has been really challenging to keep that labor accessible to us.
So here's what I don't totally understand. We've got the tariff issues and the trade talks and the build the wall issues with migrant labor kind of coming under attack in the political sphere. You have weather disruptions causing some problems in terms of harvesting, whether it be avocados or big lemons. Why are the prices not higher?
So we're very fortunate globally to have other sources of fresh produce, and in this case, fresh citrus and avocados. Today, the United States consumes about 3 billion pounds of avocados every year. 90% of that comes from Mexico. Oh, okay. And Mexico produces about 3 billion pounds of avocados. And Peru now produces almost 1 billion pounds of avocados. So between Peru, Mexico, and Chile, you've got more than enough to satisfy this insatiable demand almost that we experience here in the United States. The same holds true with fresh citrus and lemons. Today, our business, we source lemons in Mexico and we actually produce and pack and ship out of Chile, Argentina, and South Africa. But more to have counter seasonality combined and complemented by our California and Arizona production.
Interesting. Now, I know you, the business is a global business. Real quickly, how are you doing with China? I'm guessing Chinese like their lemons, they like their avocados, I'm guessing. How do you get product into China?
Yeah, so the Chinese market is just has massive potential. And if you go break it down by cities and areas of consumption, burgeoning middle classes and prosperity is more people are eating out every day and more people are shopping in supermarkets every day. And so the opportunity for consumption And that demand growth as it relates to citrus and avocados is huge. The dynamic trade policy and changes makes it really difficult to shift or ship directly into many of those markets. One thing that we've noticed historically is that China, their inconsistent trade policy with the United States, whether the markets are open or closed, the total amount of consumption is growing at north of 12% annually. But when that market gets a big tariff or a duty put on it, usually that fruit diverts through Hong Kong and then somehow miraculously finds its way into the markets that ultimately creates higher pricing for the Chinese consumers.
Okay, but you're still getting your product there. Harold Edwards, thank you so much for joining us as always. Harold's the CEO of Limonera, based in Ventura County in California. So a very interesting story on the lemon business, the avocado business, and just the global agricultural business. It's just amazing the consumption going up for avocados. I think we know why. Lisa Abramowitz is contributing to that.
I was in Chile when I developed the habit. Okay. So.